Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And now it is time for our regular prayer coach series, where we talk about our spiritual health and we try to get different people into the studio to give us advice at getting closer to God. And how does that practically work in our everyday lives and in our relationships as well? And I'm honoured to welcome back to Spirit Radio Archbishop Jude Akolo, who's the Papal Nuncio to Ireland. So Archbishop Jude, you are Pope Francis's representative here in Ireland, and certainly something that Pope Francis is just really, really articulate on is just talking about the everyday kind of ins and outs of life and giving us advice on just looking after our marriages and our relationships. What are the things that Pope Francis said that you think, yeah, they're pretty useful for us to just try and live out in our everyday life?
Thank you very much for welcoming me once again to Spirit Radio. I still remember with joy the last time I was here. Yes, we are preparing for this world meeting of families, maybe in August this year. And we are planning to see if the Holy Father will join us. In fact, I think everyone is now working towards that. And I guess maybe he's also working towards it, but he's here to pronounce and tell us that he is coming. However, we begin already with some reflections on some of the words, you know, encouraging words we get from him. And the one that strikes, you know, today for us is maybe this very basic suggestion or proposal. You know, that in our relationships, in the family, the couples, for the children, in the community, wherever we are, at work, in the school, three basic points, he says. The word please, and the word thank, or thanks, or thank you, and I am sorry. They're so basic, but they're not so easy.
They're not so easy, and I wonder when we're thinking about it, when maybe we say the word please more out of habit, but do we mean it? And the same with thank you, we might say it, but do we really mean it?
Exactly.
I'm sorry is probably the more difficult one.
Exactly, yes. In fact, it seems they're in grades, you know. So please, you know, please could I have this? Please, you know, gradually it is really, you know, disappearing from the words, you know, from expressions, because it is simple courtesy. Simple courtesy we learned at school. You know, please. And for the Holy Father, it's very important to reintroduce it, you know, in our relationships, you know, because it helps, you know, to get the other person tuned to what I need or to what I want, you know, and also it gives him already, you know, some disposition, you know, towards some, you know, conversation or towards relationship, please. Then the second one, thanks, you know, thank you. People just say sometimes thank you, you know, just out of habit, which is true. But real gratitude, you know, when I say thank you, it goes also, you know, putting it down, you know, you receive something and maybe a Christmas gift, you know, say thank you for that beautiful Christmas gift. I appreciate it, you know, and also between couples, you know, in the family, you know, the man comes in and after a very difficult time outside and then comes in and enjoys a very nice dish. And when he finishes, he just enters into something else, into saying, I really appreciated that dish, you know. Just that word of appreciation, it makes a difference. It makes a difference, you know. And then the other one, I'm sorry. It's much more difficult because it means humility. It means sincerity, honesty. It means also recognition of our own limitation, you know, that fact that I did something wrong against the other person. And then I say, I'm sorry. But I would like to take it further also, you know, in the context of the Holy Father. He put it this way. What of taking responsibility for the fault of someone else who may not be there? You know, my father comes in and says, who poured this water on the ground? I'm sorry we did it. I'm sorry. You know, without, it wasn't myself, maybe my sister or my brother, you know, and then I say, I'm sorry. But he didn't ask who, you know, he wants someone to take responsibility for that. And I decide, therefore, to take responsibility for what my sister did. It is heroic. It has happened. And in my own case, it happened in my own family. My sister would normally take responsibility for anything wrong, you know.
For you?
Yes, even in my own case, you know.
God bless her.
Once I broke the, you know, the glass of my mother, very a glass, you know, which she got as a gift and she cherished, you know, just by chance, you know, I was washing it and then it got broken. The glass didn't break itself. I broke it. So my mother asked, who broke this? I wasn't there when she was asking. My sister said, we. But she didn't do it. And she wasn't even there when it happened. But she said, we. Then my mother asked, we, who is the we? She said, we. And then I happened to come in at that moment. I said, I. Then my mother said, here, she says we. The other one says I. Who did it? And that was it. And she appreciated that we collectively took responsibility for what we did. And that made a difference.
This whole idea, Archbishop Jude, of saying thank you and gratitude. We live in a world where we're rushing around all the time and we don't give ourselves time to not just thank one another, but thank God for blessings throughout the day. How do we kind of ask God for that heart for being grateful and thankful for just everyday life?
Yes, it is a necessity. It is an obligation. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was there. You know, I participated in a meal in a family. So after the meal, the head of the family said, Archbishop, I think you will say the grace after meals. But before you did, we go around and say the grace, and then you conclude. I never thought of it, you know. And the little one was there also. She was the one who began the grace, you know. She would be about maybe 7 years old, you know. And she, you know, she gave grace in her own way. You know, so gratitude to God is very important, you know, because it opens the way also for us for receiving many more gifts from God. And it is true. So I think it is something that we should cultivate once again, especially after meals, especially also at the end of the day. We learned this, or I learned this from my parish priest, the Irish parish priest, you know. I had them, you know. I was an altar boy, and I remember always, Father would always say, you have to thank God. You remember your night prayers, you know. And these are habits which we cultivated over the years, and they have helped a lot.
Reflecting on the day and just saying, here's something that I'm thankful for today. What's your advice, Archbishop Jude, for people listening and saying, wow, he's the Papal Nuncio. They're talking to us about prayer and he must have a special, you know, telephone line to God there, relationship with God. What do you think about that? That people have this idea that for some of us, God can be close and for others, oh no, he's very far away because I'm not good enough or holy enough.
Thank you for mentioning this. God is close to everybody equally. I can assert this, you know, because it is true. Each person, each one of us has the possibility of a personal experience of God. What the difference is, some avail themselves of it, others don't. Some know, others do not know. For example, the basic thing about having our guardian angels beside us always. Each and every one of us has a guardian angel. We can converse with our guardian angels. And our guardian angel will reply, you know. It's just as basic as that because it is true. For example, some have never asked the guardian angel, please, my guardian angel, what's your name? Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, we can do that, you know. And the guardian angel will reply. May not reply immediately. But if we continue the question, please, could I know your name? One day he will say his or her name, you know, and we would know. And this will begin really the relationship with God, or I would say the experience, deeper experience of God. Each person is capable of a deep experience of God. What happens is that we have so much noise around us. We have so much distracting us. And we are afraid even of that experience because it is an experience that opens so many vistas in life and even demands also from the part of God. But many are afraid that God will ask for more because he will always ask for more. However, that experience will always leave us at peace. That peace and serenity, nothing can substitute it.
what would you say then about just having that experience of God? It's probably something that can be different each day and different for each person. There isn't a kind of set formula. I will pray like this for this amount of time and then I will feel this and hear that, you know?
It varies from day to day. Even in moments when we are, you know, a little bit nervous, stressed out and so on, it's possible. It's a question of consciousness, awareness. Awareness that God is present and that even that the person that is provoking me, even to anger, is also inviting me to another dimension of the experience of God, you know? Experiencing God when I'm in anger, when someone has provoked me. It's just like I say, calm down, little one. Just calm down. But we are not listening because he's saying it. But we don't want to hear it because we want to get much more provoked, you know? Even at school, a little child, you know, there at school, you know, before in front of his or her colleagues, you know, all that also is experience of God. It varies from day to day, from person to person, and also moment to moment. It's a question of knowing that God is present here, and he wants me to know that he is present. And he's communicating in his own way.
It's amazing to think of that, that God wants us to know he's here. And, you know, St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Yes.
When we look around the world today, there's a lot of restlessness.
Yes.
And there's a lot of us perhaps that are going around saying, I don't need God in my life.
Yeah. It's also another way of, you know, rejecting the need of which we already are aware, you know. Those who say, I don't need God. It's an indirect way of saying, he's coming, but I don't want him, you know. And the more we even don't want him, the more his presence is felt. And therefore, we use things, you know, to stifle that voice or to close our ears, you know, in order not to hear. But every person has a need of God. And our hearts remain restless until they rest in him.
Something we're all searching for is yes. To not be restless for that peace. Well, some fantastic advice from you this morning, Archbishop Jude. If you've just joined me, I've been talking to Archbishop Jude Akolo, the Papal Nuncio to Ireland. Perhaps the next time you talk, you'll be telling me about hosting Pope Francis, please God, here in Ireland. I'll talk to you after the show now about organising the one-to-one with that, Archbishop Jude.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining
us
on Spirit Radio.
Best.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.